The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. And offering a welcome is kind of sharing my joy and happiness with being here with all of you. And I think a welcome carries the most value if it's offered quite personally. Every other word came out of my mouth was welcome to everybody and everyone, it might feel kind of an automatic pilot and not mean much, but there's a personal, if it feels personal, like a person personally feels the welcome, or some of the fullness of the person is welcoming you into their space, it can feel kind of richer or fuller or something. And perhaps sometimes when you come to some place where you really do feel welcomed, it feels like all of you is welcome. Like it's very, you feel it personally. This like you're maybe in your bones, in your muscles, in your heart. It just feels like it's a full experience of oneself that's being welcomed. So I would like to do something little unusual for a Buddhist meditation, and that is to really take it personally. Welcome yourself fully, allow yourself to be welcomed fully, but let this meditation be very personal. The wisdom teachings in our tradition, people say, don't take it personally, whatever happens. And it's very freeing to not take something personally. And we have a thought, maybe it's a horrendous thought, and don't take it personally. Meaning, don't define yourself by it. Don't let it be the whole being of who you are. Just let it be something like the weather that, kind of wanders through. And impacts us, but it's not us. So don't take it personally. But today I'd like to suggest it to really take things personally. Well, don't take it. What taking is a evocative word that maybe is part of the problem of it all. But let it all be personal, but personal in a particular way, not personal in terms of letting yourself be defined by it, where your ideas and memories and ideas of the future, your stories of self come into play, but rather the kind of cozy personal that you maybe, if you were engrossed in a very good book and really kind of comfortable on the couch reading, and just you wouldn't call it personal, but something very settled and full and whole is there, just being in the pleasure of the reading. That maybe after a full week of activity and you go for a walk in a park and everything falls away, your concerns and your problems and issues, and it's just so nice and full. You feel kind of a fullness and happiness of just being alive and walking in the park. And it's very personal, the sense of aliveness. Maybe it's spring and you feel like spring inside. So not taking it personally, not making it personal, but experiencing it personally with all of who you are. So as we sit today, maybe there's a place that has depth in you or breadth in you or fullness in you of what is personal that's not your identity, not what you think about yourself, but something how you feel or be or... And it's so personal. And as meditation goes deeper and deeper, in a way, it's very personal. It's not someone else's experience. It's this experience of this body, this person here. So maybe by going personal today and going all the way personal, something drops away. Some self-concern, self-preoccupations, and some ego drops away, because there's no room for ego in the depth and fullness of what's most personal. So assuming a meditation posture, which is also very personal, each person finds their own posture and comfort. And gently closing the eyes. And with the eyes closing, sometimes you feel we're coming into a personal world here, maybe a little bit internal. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And on the exhale, letting go of your thoughts, your concerns, your ideas, reactions to what I've said. Maybe in the exhale, letting go of certain kind of self-preoccupation that travels in the highways and byways of your thinking. And as you let go of, relax your body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And gently, on the exhales, relax. And there's a settling in as the body relaxes, the shoulders, the belly, maybe the thighs can soften. The arms and the hands. And there can be a settling in, a coming home to oneself as the body begins to soften. Breathing in and breathing out. Just relaxing deeply in the core of your being, relaxing, settling into what is more personal than personal. That which is more personal than how you usually define yourself, think of yourself. In the depths of your being, let this meditation be personal. It may be the breathing, your breathing can be a gentle invitation to come deep within, where all of you is welcomed. And as all of you is welcomed, there's a letting go of what is superficial. There's a relaxing into the depths of our being. Breathing through the depths, breathing with the depths of our fullness, our beingness. And whatever happens during this meditation, it's all okay. But assume that it's a means of relaxing into something deeper, more personal. Not the what's on the surface of your thoughts and feelings and ideas, but almost from like the place where they arise, the depths of who you are. Breathe there. Trust the depths that's within you. too often thinking takes us away from the depths and fullness of what is most personal here with us. More personal than our history and our plans. Here, deep within this body and heart, maybe a quiet place, a warm place, where we can sit with what is most personal here and now. can you let your thinking mind be the kind of quiet that allows you to feel or listen to the fullness or the depth of your what's most personal here as you sit quietly and breathe. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to reflect for a moment how when you are most comfortable with yourself, at peace with yourself, at home with yourself, how when that's when this might happen, that you become a message. The medium is the message. You become a walking message that it's possible to be at peace, possible to be at home and comfortable with oneself. And this is a gift for the world where so many people don't have that experience. And perhaps with whatever degree, way that you are now that maybe you're more settled or maybe more willing to find a way to be at at home in yourself in this deep personal way. May this serve to bring greater well-being and peace to this world, whether it's directly or intentionally or indirectly, unintentionally. May the benefits of this meditation we've done today, with all the many of us doing this together across the globe, may it spread from us in benefit for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we each find ways to contribute to this possibility. Thank you.